stepping heavily. A humbled sword canting his course in random lines down Mission Street. A grave he'd own. It's the photographs again. Their captured time, fingered once too often and now spun to peak. Never settling in the same dungeon twice. And never mind what's taking hits in the abstruse deeps of his belly. Baja drifts peevishly in him now. Its memory jabbing in his nerve like a wayward crank inclined to correct strangers. Pity him. He craves the back of his shoulder, does Polly. A female he can treat like a stooge. Pinches tails and wounds. Pity him. And you'll have a hell of a load on your hands. A hell of a load. Seen a rage collect hard in the pith of him. Lift a 100-pound desk over his scrawny, rummy wan frame and swing down, smashing the fucker to kindling right in the middle of the street. The neighbors stopping their buried business to gape at what might come next. Meanwhile, Hope's on the line from Seattle. She's worried, she says. Her voice itching with years of untenable kinship. My brother, she says, fashions himself after some kind of Tarantino cowboy, she says. Yeah, well, Polly hates the phone. Ask anybody. Countless blinks later, he says he wasn't quite sure. Something just broke and washed over him as though the body had suddenly addressed its own uncanny. And lately a man who falters on his heels and disassembles all together quite a bit. Polly picks himself up one hand, one knee, one foot at a time. Stripped of the controlled badass who waves away phantom help. Under the hazy line of street lamps burning coal-like and suspended through the boulevard. That's quite a frame when he takes that critical left turn into the bar. Where the solace of the people din is soon lost once the quick glimpse of her strikes.